May the Lord's sweet presence sustain you, heart dwellers, and lead you into all truth. Well, this is a happy announcement. The thumb drives are now available on Amazon. You will have to search for the tethered thumb drive or Claire Dubois to find it. They put it in electronics, of all places, because it was in the format of a thumb drive. And it's 16 gigabytes. For now, while the supply lasts, these are all paid for, except for Amazon's fees. And the 4 CD set is also available, and the tethered book as well. These materials are for saving relatives that feel absolutely stunned and hopeless after you were raptured and gone. All the important teachings from the last year, how to get a word from the Lord, how to discern familiar spirits, what to expect when you're trying to survive on the run, the Lord's own encouraging words directly to them so they will know God is still for them. He still loves them, still with them, and they can rely 100% on Him for everything they need, including healing and the courage to face death if need be. I also have made the Divine Mercy Chaplet Contemplative Version CD available from Amazon. I want to explain to you that this was recorded and manufactured over a decade ago when we were in the Catholic Church. So for those of you who object to the intercession of the saints or Mary's intercession, just ignore that one prayer at the very beginning. And for all of you who are new to the channel, we do not belong to any religious institution. We belong to Jesus and only Jesus. The Divine Mercy Prayer is all based on Scripture, and it was given to Faustina Kowalska, who was a nun in Poland during the 1930s and died at a young age, the very night the first shot from World War II was fired. She had interceded against this war as it was brewing and was told by the Lord that He could no longer hold back the judgment. At that time, she was just a wonderful intercessor, and her prayers were very powerful. Her whole message was on the great mercy of God, and that no one appealing to His mercy would be denied. I can't tell you how many times I've seen healing manifest when I prayed only for mercy. Just amazing. I'll lay hands on my husband when he's having a bout of something, and I will just pray for mercy. And it's amazing that the Lord intervenes and takes the pain away. So God's mercy is the most wonderful and beautiful manifestation of His love. And she was given this devotion because the world was a mess in the 1930s, and people had lost their faith. They were steeped in fornication and drinking and adultery. At a time when exposing provocative parts of the body became a fashion, drinking and immorality were at an all-time high, and people were dying and going to hell with no one to pray for them. She was often translated to the bedside of the dying and the unsaved, where she prevailed upon God to have mercy. For this reason, it is very comforting to play this in the room of a person who is dying. My mother asked me to play it for her over and over again as she was passing. She found great comfort in it. The Lord appeared to Faustina many, many times, and she offered her life to Him. She just carried her cross to the end. He promised her that anyone who appealed to His mercy would find it. Now is the time when this prayer is desperately needed. Even though it was given to a sister in the Catholic Church, it is a universal plea for God to have mercy on us before it's too late. This is not a Marian devotion. It's a devotion to the power of God's mercy. For too long, all denominations have focused on judgment and punishment so extremely that you can hardly find a man or woman alive who's devout and who isn't plagued by condemnation and a legalistic spirit, not unlike the Pharisees of Jesus' time. This prayer has been given to counteract the deadly poisons of a religious spirit that are still prevalent in our culture and turn people off to God on a daily basis. I have found in praying it that I lift my heart to the Father. He brings to mind groups of people all over the world who are in desperate need of mercy, especially the unsaved victims of tragedy and false religions. I recorded it specifically for this reason in this time, because we are in the end of times, the end of days, and people need mercy more than ever. During the prayer, there's a real sense of being connected with the whole world, even though we are hidden away in our prayer closets. It is, as one Christian man put it, when we pray, we are at the center and the hub of the wheel, and our prayers reach out to the spokes and the rim of the wheel, and we become more in union with the world than if we were actually out in the mission field on one of the spokes at the rim of the wheel. We become more effective in the center as we pray to God the Father. There are many Divine Mercy CDs that are really well done and shorter. I'll warn you about that. It's a little long. But for this one, I was led to compose it to bring an extraordinary peace and calm into the room and draw us away from the busyness of the world. Music has keyboard, synthesizer, violin, cello, flute, and flowing water sounds, and orchestral strings. It's already been paid for. It's selling just for Amazon's fees. So that's under my name also on Amazon. And moving on, we have a book that is a companion volume to The Tethered, the thumb drive, and the CD collection. The Tethered book focuses more on prophecy and the messages from Jesus about the events to take place during the tribulation and how to survive. The Lord spends a lot of time telling everyone what is yet to come and how to keep your faith and how He will provide for you. He also devotes many messages to the wonderful things we have to look forward to in heaven. As a matter of fact, if you really want to know what He's prepared for you, read Chronicles of the Bride. That's our first book, and it's all about our visits to heaven, Jesus' personality when He's with His bride, and how very detailed the place He's prepared just for you is. It's a real eye-opener on His true nature when He's interacting with His bride one-on-one. The Rapture Was Real is a book that really covers the most important teachings our Lord has given us in the past year and a half. From discernment and getting a word, to letters from Jesus for the left behind, to how to prepare your hearts for Jesus and live a holy life, to events that will occur in the next 7 years, to getting along with one another as a group and what can go wrong in a group. It has many character-forming teachings that He's given us. A lot of things that are not commonly talked about in Christian circles, like true humility, gentleness, meekness, and total reliance on God. And how easy it is to pray for a healing. And a final chapter on what we have waiting for us in heaven. And the other two books, Love Letters to My Bride, 1 and 2, are collections of messages for the past 2 years on our channel, the Still Small Voice channel. There's a very clear sense of Jesus speaking with us in these two books as He forms and draws us closer to Him, removing the spots and wrinkles and blemishes that we've acquired in our lives. And as a final word on these, we're not making money on these. They are strictly there to draw souls into an intimate relationship with their Savior. So if you believe in the teachings, just for the sake of others who don't know anything about us, encouraging them to try the books by giving it a rating and a good review will help others draw closer to the Lord. I know I don't buy anything before I read all the reviews. So a specific review and some stars go a long way to encourage others to read the book. On that note, thank you to all who purchased books and taken the time to leave a review. I appreciate that so very much. And in heaven, the fruit of conversions from these materials is something you personally will share in and bring glory to our Lord. May the Lord finish the good work He has begun in all of us. Amen.